Welcome to an episode of Light the Lamp here on Duck Stream. I'm your host, Alexis Downey, with the Anaheim Ducks on their East Coast road trip. Now we're getting closer to the reunion at Madison Square Garden. So it's fitting to welcome on our guest today, a first-time guest on Light the Lamp, Molly Walker, an NHL reporter and the beat writer for the New York Rangers for the New York Post. Molly, welcome on. So good to see you.
Thanks so much for having me, Alexis. It's about time.
It really is. And especially with all of the Ducks' ties to the Rangers, all these former Rangers on this roster, plenty to talk about, especially ahead of the game on Monday. But let's start with you. How's the season going? You've been covering the Rangers now as the beat writer for a few years now. So how's the travel? How's everything been?
Yeah, I think it's been an interesting season for the Rangers, but honestly, it was a very low bar to clear for it to be any better than last season. So I think it's been up and down. I think head coach Mike Sullivan is starting to get his fingerprints on this Rangers team, but it's a building process and he's trying to set down a foundation here. And so they've kind of been teetering back and forth. They've had some pretty tough performances, but also some pretty encouraging ones. So a mixed bag, as the cliche is. So
what has it been like to work with Mike Sullivan as the new head coach this year?
I'm biased because he is a media person's dream, honestly. he is very forthcoming. He does not shy away from direct questions. He actually provides context and insight into the way that he's thinking. And one of the coolest things for me, obviously him coming from Pittsburgh, being there for 10 years, you could see how excited and how many ideas he had of what to do with this Rangers team, that the first few interviews, press conferences that we did with him, they were like 15 minutes long because he would just keep going because he would think about something else and start talking about it. He's got so many ideas and so many different things that he wanted to try. And that's definitely on account of coming from one place for most of his career. So I think it was a good fresh start for him. And I think that the Rangers needed a guy like him in there as well.
With all the changes this year and how the team's been looking, I mean, what is different about this Rangers group this year? What feels different in your eyes being around the team every day?
Yeah, I think it's no secret that last season, the outside noise and drama, if you will, really seeped into the locker room. And from where I'm sitting, between Mike Sullivan and Captain JT Miller, there's just none of that. It does feel like a much more strong walls, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't really feel like the outside noise or what anybody is saying about this middling season that they're having. They know, you know, they don't need anybody else to tell them that it's been a mixed bag and that they've had some pretty tough performances, especially at home, has not been the greatest for them to start this season. So it definitely feels like the team mentality is a lot stronger this season, which I think was the number one thing that needed to be improved upon from last season to this season. And I really have seen that. They're very focused on what's going on just in their locker room and what they need to do to figure out how to be the best team that they can every night. And it's been a process because it hasn't been that way every single game to start, which it's hard to do, but they're getting their bearings, I think, with new faces and a new head coach still. I mean, it's only December, so we're getting there for sure.
Well, the Metropolitan has been so close to this season. You look at the points, I mean, barely, only a couple points really, you know, separate all these teams. And with the Ducks playing five Metro teams on this trip, we're getting to see a little bit of everything. But from your perspective, getting to see the division, you know, what are some of the strengths, I guess? And, you know, why do you think it is so close this year?
I think it's such an interesting question because you never really know how the season is going to shake out. I mean, who would have thought that the Ducks were going to be at the top of the division for as long as they have been to start the season? I don't think anybody would have guessed that to start. But I think that the Metro it's the parity, as Mike Sullivan pointed out recently, is just very thin. I don't think that there's anybody that's necessarily popping out of the division as like the clear, I mean, maybe the Hurricanes, but I mean, and the Devils have done pretty well, but it's, I think a lot of the teams are going through their own, you know, bumps and bruises and their own highs and lows. And it's, no one has really been able to establish themselves through December. So it's really close and it's anybody's ball game. So to say, anybody could go on a heater and immediately shoot to the top of the division, or, you know, you lose one bad game and suddenly you're in last place, as the Rangers situation has so often been to start this season. So there's a lot to sift through with the Metro, but it's definitely a bit, you know, middling, kind of like the Rangers have been.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, like you said, it's still very early. It's only December, but also from your perspective, you know, our media market is very different here in SoCal. You're in the hub of it all, being in New York City. Can you just share with our Ducks listeners kind of what that is like from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, today was really interesting at practice. Obviously, they're doing the Road to the Winter Classic filming. So there was, and I actually, that's why I'm in a whole white suit right now. I did some Winter Classic fun videos and interviews with the players. So today in particular, there were so many people at practice and in the locker room, so much so that I didn't even get a seat in the media section to watch practice. That's when you know.
Yeah.
So it definitely can be like that from time to time. And, you know, as we've seen from last season, you know, when you have a season like the Rangers did, it is in every headline. It is kicking off every NHL Network show. You know, it just draws a lot of eyeballs being in New York City. And it's a tough stage to be on for sure. But it also has its benefits too, obviously. I think the centennial season has been really fun for the Rangers and all the Ranger fans involved. And it just does feel like kind of one big celebration at the Garden for all of these centennial theme nights that they have. And Sam Rosen gets to come back, Everybody's favorite, and all the alums and stuff. So it's definitely a lot different than other media markets. I'm sure Jacob Trouba and Chris Kreider can really attest to how different it has been living that SoCal lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah. They've shared that for sure. And that really leads us to what we're going to see on Monday with their return to Madison Square Garden for the first time. Let's start with Jacob Trouba, because that trade was a little over a year ago. What are you expecting the reaction to be from Rangers fans and seeing Trouba come back?
Who the heck knows, honestly, with Trouba. But I expect it probably to be mostly cheers, honestly. But you never know with New York, and obviously the situation surrounding Trouba's departure here was a little murky, and you know, with the headlines about his wife wanting to finish her residency and stuff, which nobody can blame him for that, but certain New York fans still will anyway. But I think it's been long enough that it should be a relatively good reception. But what an unbelievable bounce back for him since he's come to Anaheim. I mean, his fancy numbers, like, I can't even believe what I'm looking at sometimes.
Scoring goals.
It's really unbelievable. Really, I know. And but also just defending well, too. Mm-hmm. The defensive stats are also really well, really good. So I'm excited to see him play up close. I haven't in a while, obviously. Because it really looks like he's been exactly what the Ducks have needed him to be.
What stands out, and maybe it's a story or something from when you were covering him in New York?
I loved watching him find himself in art, honestly. Like, it really, it's so hard in the National Hockey League, and especially under an organization like the New York Rangers. Personality and showing yourself and things like that is not as easy to do, and not as many players are willing to do it because of the stage. And I just thought it was so cool to see him really find this hobby of his that he absolutely loves, and he does it, you know, therapeutically. And I, the videos of him checking the white poster board with all the paint on his body, it's just so funny. And for a guy who plays the game that the way that he does, to see him in that kind of softer light was really cool to see. And it was really fun to see him find that side of himself in New York.
Yeah. Yeah. They even highlighted that in the NHL Amazon show where they followed him for the day. That was really cool to see. And especially now, in not knowing that side of him, to see, you know, I know the Ducks him, I don't know the Rangers him. So to kind of get an understanding of what life was like for him then to now, it's quite different, but you know, we have a lot of art out here too. Laguna Beach, there's a ton of art galleries. That was one of the first things I remember telling him. So let's talk about Chris Kreider, because man, there is so much love for him online. Yeah. Still, a lot of people seem to be following him, even with him being out on the West Coast. What about for him?
It's going to be, I would be shocked if it was anything but every single person in Madison Square Garden standing on their feet. Yeah. Honestly. Anything less than that would be really, really surprising. You know, you talk about how much love there is for him still here, never gone away, never will go away. And in a season like this, where in particular the power play is struggling so much, the amount of times that I see people online, hey, they should go and get that Chris Kreider guy over there in Anaheim. You know, he seems like he's pretty good at that. No, I mean, I think the Rangers are definitely missing his production a bit this season. I know last season he had a myriad of injuries. I remember when we were on the road with him, he gave us basically a roadmap of all of his back injuries. Mm-hmm. That was really, really interesting from him for sure. But he had a really tough season. He definitely was not 100% between the outside noise. It just wasn't the Chris Kreider that we had grown used to seeing. And I think what we're seeing in SoCal now is the Chris Kreider that he has largely been for this Rangers organization in his 13-year tenure. And when you think of that, 13 years with one organization, he grew up here. You know, he grew up as a Ranger, and you know, so much of his career is here and becoming a man here, growing a family, having his first child, getting married. So, you know, he really had ingrained himself in Rangers history and just the Rangers culture. And he's so loved in New York. So
did you
expect it to be a very warm welcome?
Did you ever think you'd see him wearing duck clogs walking into a game? I don't know if you saw that photo with him and Trouba.
Oh, I did. Honestly, no, I did not think that I would ever see that. But I really do think that, you know, that shows how much looser he is out there. Mm-hmm. It's such a different dynamic out there. It's such a different vibes. I mean, obviously I'm not around the organization, but I can only imagine that the vibes are very different. So I think it's good for him, and I love that he has Trouba there. It's very apparent that they've been inseparable since he got there. So I'm sure it's really nice to have a familiar face there for him. So it should be more of an emotional night, probably for the New York fans, than it will be Kreider himself, because that's just not his MO, not his way. I'm sure he'll make us pull teeth with him Monday morning after a morning skate, trying to get him to say anything about his time in New York. But that's just classic Chris Kreider. We're used to that at this point.
We'll be looking forward to seeing your coverage of the game on Monday. And Molly, I'm curious to hear, you mentioned it already, the surprise that the Anaheim Ducks have been this season, but your perspective, you know, as someone on the East Coast getting to see what the Ducks are doing on the West.
I mean, I just also take it from seeing them bring in guys like Trouba and Kreider, knowing them personally, seeing the way that they conducted themselves around the Rangers, Trouba being a former captain. I really liked the moves for the Ducks, just to surround that young core of players with consummate professionals who have been in the league for so long, who carry themselves in the way that NHL players should be carrying themselves. And, you know, showing them good habits and just how to be a pro in this league. And I think that they were key additions for them. And I feel like they're really starting to get a semblance of a competitive team. I mean, they're starting to really figure out their identity and who they are and how they compete every night. And it's been really fun to see, because they're, you know, they kind of took a big leap this season. Mm-hmm. So I think that they've got a lot of promise for sure.
Yeah, it's been fun for us too, and seeing Chris Kreider alongside Leo Carlson for the most part all season long. That's been someone that I feel like, you know, has really helped Leo's game as he's grown into the player that we know. So, Molly, we appreciate you taking the time today. We know you have the upcoming Winter Classic. You touched on that. Anything else? I mean, the Olympics that you're looking forward to this season?
I'm hoping to go to the Olympics, man. I'm pitching hard every day. I'm pitching hard. My editors know that I will literally walk to Milan if I have to. That's the hope. I mean, hey, yeah. I got to cover the Rangers head coach. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That by itself to me. Yeah. But yeah, the Olympics are going to be so much fun. Winter Classic, first outdoor game in Florida. That'll be a blast. And yeah, we'll see what the rest of this Ranger season has to hold for them.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today. Look forward to catching up maybe in March too, when the team's here.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Thanks for having me, Alexis.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.